The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Who is the Antichrist? Standing against Christ. Who is the Antichrist? Bible prophecy of the end time talks about this mysterious figure. Is he the one identified as the man of sin and the false prophet? Or is there more to the story than that? The answer is deeply personal and forces Christians to examine the very core of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Antichrist is shown as appearing before the second coming of Christ, but there's more to the story and the term Antichrist than just one man. The meaning of the term Antichrist encompasses more than just the end time. It literally means against Christ and is variously defined as adversary of Christ or opponent of Christ, and as a designation for a specific individual who rises on the world scene to defy Christ and his work. In fact, such an enemy will arise, but there have been and are many antichrists who oppose Jesus and his message. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. The Greek-English lexicon of the New Testament, based on semantic domains by Lowe and Nida, offers a more comprehensive definition. The term appears to have become increasingly equivalent to a proper name as the personification of all that was opposed to and contrary to the role and ministry of Christ. According to the Apostle John's writing, there is a spirit of Antichrist, which is a spirit of opposition to the identity and nature of Christ and his ongoing work in his people. Specifically, John was writing to warn of the heresy that denied Christ's coming in the flesh. See 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, and 2 John verses 6 and 7. To deny such central biblical truth is to be against Christ and his message. Like a lamb, but speaking as a dragon. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul prophesied of a man of sin, a liar and deceiver supernaturally empowered by Satan the devil to confuse people in the end time. Christ inspired John to write of a false prophet to come at the end time, found in the book of Revelation. The prophecy describes a great religious leader. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Chapter 13, verse 11. That is to say, he takes on the semblance of or imitates Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, but is empowered by Satan. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Historically, a counterfeit version of Christianity fulfills what is described in the prophecies of Revelation.
Thanks for listening to Standing Against Christ. In the booklet, Who is the Antichrist? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.